almost didn't get back to the mic in time, thanks to my excessive booth dancing to that track. That is album number 11, belongs to Lucius. Man, I played that album a lot. Next to Normal, that's the lead single off of their third studio album, Second Nature. It's produced by Dave Cobb and Brandi Carlile. It was released April 8th. Up ahead of that, album number 12 belongs to Brianna Barbara. And big thanks to Brianna for that lovely Music Savage Show radio promo. Played you a track called Landslide, and that's off the New York City-based Musicians Again. So sophomore album, Nothing But Time, released November 11th on Fuzz Club Records. That's album number 12. Number 13 belongs to the Highway Queen herself, Nikki Lane. Played you a track called First High, lead single off of her fourth album, Denim and Diamonds, which was released September 23rd. Up ahead of that, Ruby Ray, another Nashville queen, Queen of Wands, name of the track I played for you, off of her second full-length album, True Crime, released on my birthday, September 9th. Thanks, Ruby. And her own label, Ruby Ray Records. And kicking off that set with album number 15, which belongs to Caitlin Rose. The album's called Kazemi. I played you a track called Nobody's Sweetheart, second single off of the Nashville Musicians' first album in over 9 years. Again, Kazemi, third full-length record. It was out November 11th on Missing Piece Records. I'm Ryan D. It's Music Savage Show here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, serving Boston and all of the world, WMFO.org. The top 25 albums of 2022 as played here on the Music Savage Show. And now we are into the top 10. And kicking off the top 10 with number 10, which belongs to the wonderful Allie McGurk. Her album, Till It's Gone, came out September 16th on Signature Sounds. It's her debut for that label. And here is a fantastic track off of an album full of fantastic tracks. This one's called All Back from album number 10, Allie McGurk's Till It's Gone, Music Savage Show. Have it all back, babe.
could have it all.
This is not the right song. Of course there's going to be some normal... what am I trying to say? You know, radio nonsense when a song kind of skips and you aren't playing the right one, and then you see that and you're like, uh-oh, this isn't the song that I wanted to play because it skipped over, and now here's a song at number... What album number are we at? We are at number 9. Here's Sigrid. This is the right one.
Holy smokes, you've been gone 2 weeks again.
now you call my number.
Still.
podcast, The Music Savage Show, top 25 albums of 2022 as played on this show. You just heard music right there from album number 6, Mitch Davis. Hope That, name of the track I played for you. It's taken off the Montreal musician's debut album, The Haunt, that was released April 29th. Album number 7 belongs to Spoon with their 10th one. It's called Lucifer on the Sofa. I played you a track called Wild. Lucifer on the Sofa was released February 11th on Matador Records. Number 8 belongs to Massachusetts' very own Senseless Optimism. She is much loved Music Savage Show and right here at WMFO. A lot of DJs love her music, and the album that came out is called It Gets Better. It was released July 15th, and I played you a great one called Leave Behind from It Gets Better. Again, that is album number 8. Sigrid, up ahead of that, when I finally got that to work. It's nothing like live radio snafus, right? I played you a track called Burning Bridges, and it's the second single off the Norwegian pop musician's excellent sophomore album, How to Let Go, which is number 9. That was released May 6th on Island Records. And kicking off the set with album number 10 of the year, Ally McGurk, All Back, one of the many great singles off of Till It's Gone, released September 16th via Signature Sounds. Again, that is her debut album for that label. We are at the top 5 albums of 2022 as heard here on this show. Very exciting. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm having a great time. It's my favorite place to be, playing music for all of you wonderful people. So let's hear what the top 5 albums that I played throughout the course of the year are. We're going to kick right off with the great Courtney Marie Andrews. I'm going to play you the title track from her 8th studio album, which was released October 7th. Here is album number 5 from Courtney Marie Andrews, Loose Future.
Foolish ways we place our bets. I've learned from my mistakes. It's parts of me I can't get away. I just wanna take it slow.
Nowhere.
there. I keep pretending that I don't care.
You ain't got no way of knowing what you've got until it's gone. My baby, she sure showed me. Every time I find myself all down and out, I realize I am to blame to some degree. Well, I ain't making no mistakes like the last time. I ain't just keeping you around as a pastime. I swear I won't take you for granted, yet I don't deserve the man.
Yeah.
Well, I played the hell out of that album, hence why it is number one, ending the top 25 albums of 2022, as heard here on the Music Savage Show. Number one album belongs to Wet Leg. That's right. I played you a track called Angelica. It's the fifth single released from the Isle of Wight band's brilliant self-titled debut album, released April 8th on Domino Records, album number one on the Music Savage Show. The Linda Linda is up out of that. Album number two, Growing Up, title track off of their super debut album, released April 8th on Epitaph Records. Album number three belongs to Kansas City quintet Hembree. Played you a track called Reach Out, and that is off of their sophomore album, It's a Dream, coming in at number three. It was released February 4th on 30 Tigers. A bit of that, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. That's the second time you heard music from the wonderful River Shook. This is her band, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, and earlier in the countdown, you heard her new band, Mightmare. I played you a track called No Mistakes, and that is the second single off the North Carolina band's third studio album, Night Roamer. It was released February 18th, also on 30 Tigers. And album number five of 2022 belonged to Courtney Marie Andrews. The album is called Loose Future. I played you the title track, and that is her eighth studio album. It was released October 7th via Fat Possum. If you would like to see all of these albums, you can see them on WMFO. You can head to there in the schedule. And, of course, I'll have the list up on the socials. I enjoyed that. I loved that I was able to find all of the albums I played the most on the year using data and play them all here for you. Thank you so much for a wonderful 2022. Thank you for always listening and for reaching out and for being fans and for loving the show. I love you guys for that. And I'm looking forward to next year and all the new music I'm going to play for all of you. It's going to be fantastic. But man, what a year 2022 was for music. So many amazing albums and EPs. That just scratched the surface right there with those 25 albums. I really do love playing new music for all of you and hopefully helping you find new bands. It's just a pleasure and an honor to be here and be in the studio and have this show and to be able to play these albums for all of you. So thank you very much. I'm going to end the show as it is the last show of 2022. And next time I talk with you, it'll be 2023. So I'm going to play you some songs about New Year's and new things to end this show. Here's Death Cab for Cutie, New Year, Music Savage Show.
suit or dress on. Let's make believe that we are wealthy for just this once. Lighting firecrackers off on the front lawn as 30 dialogues bleed into one. I wish the world was flat like the old days, and I could travel just by folding the map. No more airplanes or speed trains or freeways. There'd be no distance that could hold. Distance that could hold us back. There'd be no distance that could hold us back. So this is the new. Kills me.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I was sitting at a bar in New England. I was thinking about another beer. I had a lady playing on a piano. Yeah, it was like an hour cut to my ears. I said, hey, I like it how you play that piano. She just said, honey, what are you doing here? So I'm sitting at a bar in New England. She said, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? It was the very first time we laid eyes on ya. Your mama burst into tears. And we were shaking in the medical basement. And I guess everything was on the rear. I was staring like a fool at the camera. Said, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? And I don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? At a bar in the room. She said, don't I know ya? Hey, honey, don't I know ya? Oh, honey, don't I know ya? And I don't I know ya? Hey, honey, don't I know ya? No, honey, don't I know ya? And I don't I know ya? Oh, honey, don't I know ya? No, honey, don't I know ya? And I don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know.
I know the sound of Daft Punk means taking you around the world and back in song. I hope you enjoyed that journey as much as I did. And it was some, I think, appropriate New Year's Eve, New Year's-esque songs. Prince right there. 1999, lead single title track off the Legend's fifth studio album, released October 1982. Phosphorescent up out of that, one of my favorite songs of 2018. New Birth in New England, that's the first single off his seventh album, C'est la vie. Mountain Goats with This Year, favorite of mine off of their ninth album, 2005's The Sunset Tree. And Death Cab for Cutie kicking that off with The New Year, first single off their fourth album, Transatlanticism, released October 2003. This is the Music Savage Show, saying sayonara to 2022. Thank you all for tuning in this year. I hope you have a safe, wonderful, happy New Year. Enjoy your New Year's Eve celebrations. Party like it's 1999. And come back to me safe and sound next week for another Music Savage Show, the first one of 2023. Remember to be kind to yourself and be kind to others and bring that into the new year. Listen to lots of new music and old music and music in general, because music makes everything better. I'm Ryan D. signing off. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, free from radio, serving Boston and all the world, WMFO.org. I'll see you all in the new year. Do take care. Looking forward to 2023 with you guys.